Mat Pada Seva Abhirata, who are engaged in serving my lotus feet, following the scriptural rules. Mat Iha, who have a desire to taste my beauty. Ye Prasajya, and coming together, Anyonyato Sabharayate Mamukohushan. With each other they discuss about my pastimes, they release the pastimes coming together. Na ekatmatamne sprahayanti keshit. Such people never desire to merge with the personal Brahma Jyoti. Why? Because in Brahma Jyoti, mat pada seva virata. There is no opportunity to serve the Lord as feet of the Lord. There is no opportunity to taste the beauty of the Lord. And with whom will you discuss Krishna Kata? There is no opportunity to discuss Krishna Kata. So for these reasons, they don't desire to merge in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So, Naikatmatamne Sridhayantikeshin Matpada Seva Virata Madiha Yenyonyato Bhagavata Prasajya Sabhadayante Mamabhavushani. So this is the, here four, five aspects of a person at the stage of bhava is described. Can you recollect what are the five?
They
do not desire impersonal liberation. Why? For four reasons.
They want to
discuss Krishna Kata in the association of devotees, it is not available in Brahma Jyoti.
They want to serve the Lord's
feet of the Lord, which is not available in Brahma Jyoti. They want to taste the beauty of the Lord, which is not available in Brahma Jyoti. Fourth,
they want to follow the scriptures.
That is already mentioned. Naikatmatamne sprahayanti keshit matpada seva virata madihaha yanyunyato bhagavata prasajya sabhajayanti humpo. Fourth
is their own desire.
Yeah, correct. Only three. Okay. So, similar sentiments are described in various other parts of Bhagavatam also. As Prithu Maharaj also says, Nakamaye nata tadapyaham kuchin nayatrayushma charanam bujatava mahattamantar hudayan mukachito vidatsva karana yutaneshumevara. He says, I do not desire anything, and especially I do not want liberation, impersonal liberation. Because there is no opportunity to drink the nectar of Krishna's glory. Nayatra yushma charanam bujatava. There is no nectar of your lotus feet that is flowing, which flows from the mouth, which is residing within the heart of the devotees, flows out of the mouth of the devotees, and which can be drunk by the ears of the other devotees. He says, instead give me thousands of ears, so that wherever Krishna Kata is happening, let me be there and participate in hearing. Like that he says. So, Krishna Kata mentions here, having described the qualities of bhakti, now examples are given. He says 34, 35, 36, 37, these four verses describe the examples of bhava bhakti. The meaning of anivitta is made clear with reason. Anivitta means
unmotivated,
no material desire. So here he says, to what extent that even if impersonal liberation is given, they say no, they don't know. They do not desire oneness, therefore bhakti is better than liberation. Bhakti is their variation. And why do they do not want liberation? Because these three aspects are not there, available. Matpada seva is not available, and Madiha, release the beauty of the Lord is not available, and getting together with the devotees and discussing Krishna Kata, that opportunity is not available. Prabhupada gives a long purport here. I will just summarize Prabhupada's purport. The first paragraph Prabhupada says, pure devotee despises all five kinds of liberation. Salokya Sakshi Samitya Salokya Egatva Makyuta Niyamana Nandranti Vinama Sevantina. And he says, but they especially reject Saiyuja Mukti. Saiyuja Narakaya De Pardhan. Second paragraph Prabhupada says, why they don't want Saiyuja Mukti? Prabhupada discusses that in the same paragraph. Because there is greater pleasure in serving the Lord than in merging in the impersonal Dharma Yoga. That is what he mentions in the second paragraph. Third paragraph Prabhupada says, the Mayavadis take the pastimes of the Lord as fictitious because how can something impersonal have activity? That's what they say. If the absolute truth is impersonal, how can he perform pastimes? That's a nothing fiction. That's what they say. Thus they mislead the public. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi Bhashi Srila Hai Sarvana. This is the third paragraph. Fourth paragraph, Prabhupada writes, bhakti is greater than liberation. That bhakti is greater than liberation is clearly stated here. Because the devotee rejects liberation. Therefore Srimad Bhagavatam right from the beginning kicks out any kind of inferior religion. And also Prabhupada writes, great devotees always take pleasure in discussing the pastimes, but the Mayavadis reject them as fiction. That's what Prabhupada has written in this report. So we are discussing, after discussing, Kapildev, after describing what is the kind of bhakti that he wants devotee to practice, he is talking about the perfected devotee's disposition in order to attract Mother Devahuti more to this process of bhakti. What is the disposition of persons at the stage of bhava or prema, like that? So the first is, they do not desire even impersonal liberation cannot attract them because they relish the opportunity to come together and discuss Krishna Katha. They relish the beauty of the Lord and the opportunity to serve the Supreme Lord and His devotees. They value it much more than if the bliss of the impersonal liberation. That is the first thing that is. Then, Pashyanti tene ruchiranyam vasanta prasanna vakraruna lochanani rupani divyani varapradani sadam vacham prahaniyam vadanti. He says, how does the Lord reciprocate with such devotees who are willing to give up everything for the Lord? How does the Lord reciprocate? He says, O mother, te santaha pashyanti, these devotees see, may ruchirani aruna lochanani. Ruchirani is very attractive. Aruna lochanani is reddish eyes. Basically, he says, I allow them to take darshan of my form. At the stage of bhava, one is qualified to Krishna sakshat kritav yogya, Bhakti Ramsundu mentions. At the stage of bhava, Krishna sakshat kritav yogya. The person is qualified to take darshan of the Supreme Lord. But just that is not continuous. Because he has not completely matured in devotion. So, therefore it is, the Lord also mentions to Narada Muni, avipakva kashayanam dudarshomam kuyoginam. For one who is not complete mature in devotion, he cannot see me. But he says, one darshan I have given you, and that one, seeing that one darshan, you will develop such a hankering for attaining me, that the fire of that hankering will burn off all the remaining impurities, and you will very soon come back to me. Like that he promises to Narada Muni. So he says, the devotees see my attractive red eyes, prasanna vakra, which is there within my smiling face, Rupani Divyani, all the spiritual, and my spiritual forms. And what is the nature of the spiritual forms? Varapradani, they bestow all blessings. also sprahaniyam vacham vadanti. I also allow them to speak pleasing words with me, which means I converse with them also. So yeah. Mother Devamuti is already speaking with Kapila Dev. So this pralovan is for others. That's what she says later. What is that? Yannamade shravanam kirtanam yaprakvanam yasmaranadapi kuchit swadhovi satya savanaya kalpate. Kutap punaste bhagavanma darshana. What then to speak of the fortune of a person who is seeing you directly, chanting your holy name, remembering you is one thing. But here I am sitting and taking your darshan, hearing from you directly. Not hearing about you, but hearing from you. Which means directly hearing the Lord. Krishna Sakshat Kritav Yogya. So this is two more qualities are mentioned. That Krishna's reciprocation is mentioned. So how does Krishna reciprocate to such a selfless devotee? He gives his darshan and speaks with them. Like we see in the case of Kanchipurna, would speak regularly with Varadaraj. And incidentally, that once in 40 years that Varadaraj comes out of water now. So that is this year. For 40 days he comes out. I think July 1st week onwards officially, but they may even slightly change the dates also. They are discussing. I think from July 1st week they are starting. And then after 40 years. So this is the verse from Bhaktisiddhanta Sindhu. Utpanna ratayat samyat nairvignyam anupagataha Krishna sakshat kritav yogya sadaka parikirtita. So here the bhava bhaktas are called sadakas. So when we are discussing about sadhana bhakti, so those who are practitioners of sadhana bhakti, they are called sadakas. And a bhava bhakta, bhava bhakti is the goal, so they are called siddhas. But when you enter the realm of rasa, the later part of Rasa Sindhu, then the bhava bhaktas become sadakas. And the prema bhaktas, they become siddhas. Because at the stage of bhava, rasa is in a very bud-like form. And then when that is called sai bhava. So when further it is nourished by vibhav, anubhav, sattvika bhav and vyabhichari bhav, then it blossoms into what is called as rasa. But that happens at the stage of prema. So therefore, when we enter into the realm of rasa, the bhava bhaktas who are considered as siddha, perfected, they become sadhakas actually. So therefore here it is mentioned sadhaka parikirtita, they are called sadhakas. Those are called practitioners who have developed rati for Krishna and are qualified to see Krishna directly. Utpanna ratayah and Krishna sakshat kritav yogya. But samyak nairvijnyam anupagataha. But they have not completely extinguished the anantas. Little bit of that, like the case of Nadu Muni. Like that.
All the four categories.
Yeah.
Vaishnavapra,
some very serious Vaishnavapra, some trace.
All other Anantas are eradicated.
Yeah, eradicated. So this is the Lord's reciprocation with the devotees in two ways. He gives them an opportunity to see them and he also speaks with them, converses with them. So Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, in order to be seen by our material senses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts a favorable form, which is called
Archa Vigraha.
This Archa Vigraha sometimes Paul Archanika vision is not different from him. Later Prabhupada says, it is the duty of the spiritual master to teach how to decorate the deity in the temple, how to cleanse the temple and how to worship the deity. There are different procedures and rules and regulations which are followed in temple, in the temples of Vishnu, and devotees go there and see the deity. What is Prabhupada talking about?
Lord and all devotees are
seeing. Pashyanti, Pashyanti.
Although we are not at all there.
Yeah. And spiritually enjoy the form, because all of the deities are benevolent. The devotees express their minds before the deity, and in many instances the deity also gives answers. Prahaniyam vacham vadanti. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Devadharma, he describes the approach of, I think I discussed this last time. He says that what is the approach of a Kanishka Adhikari, Archayam Eva Hare, Pujayam Shataye Hare, Natal Bhakteshu Chanyeshu, Sabhakta Prakrita Sudhata. So the Prakrita Bhakta, who is actually Bhagavatam's Prakrita Bhakta or Kanishka Adhikari, is outside the realm of Uttama Bhakti. Because he says that any person, if once Shraddhayam Bhakti is founded in scriptures, is based on scriptures, as Prabhupada says, books are the basis. If it is based on the books, then his development of affection to the devotees and respect towards the devotees is parallelly flourishing along with his attraction for the deity. But if one is, if you see only attraction for the deities is increasing, but there is no favorable attraction for the devotees, then it means that faith is not based on scriptures. That faith is not based on bhakti shastras. So that is called sentimental faith. And then madhyama adhikari, Ishvare prema, tadadineshu maitri, bhadineshu kripa, dushatsu upeksha. That's what he follows. And uttama adhikari is Krishna everywhere. So these three adhikaris, when they take darshan of the deity, their approach to a deity is different. The Kanishka adhikari, he sees the deity, his vision is Jadamaya. Jadamaya means he sees the deity as stone only basically. Whereas the Madhyama adhikari, which is practically all of us, our vision of the deity is Manomaya. Manomaya means, he explains, what is Manomaya? We go in front of the deities, we offer prayers to the deities, and we believe that the deity is reciprocate. But we don't have complete faith that this deity is absolutely non-different from the Supreme Lord Himself, which can be seen based on how we act in front of the deities. If Radha and Krishna, if we believe that they are actually not different from Radha and Krishna, then, you know, our hair should stand on him, tear should come on the eyes, nothing happens. Yeah. So therefore he says this is Manomaya. And then the Uttama Adhikari's vision, he says, is Chinmaya. Chinmaya means he is actually seeing the deities as absolutely not different from Radha and Krishna. And he deals with them also in the same way, according to whatever it is about. Like that. So Prabhupada is, even though this is talking about, this verse is talking about the Lord personally interacting with the devotees at the stage of bhava, he is talking about, Prabhupada is making it relevant to us by talking about Archamukti here. I'll just complete this purport and then we'll take questions. The devotees express their minds before the deity, and in many instances the deity also gives answers. But one must be a very elevated devotee in order to be able to speak with the Supreme Lord. For that you have to believe that he can speak. Then he will speak. Like we see the case of Raghunandan. He says, why you are not eating? Isn't he really believe that that eating can eat?
Something says Brahmana. Huh?
Who
wanted to marry Sakshi
was
married.
Yeah, yeah. So he believed that he can come and give Sakshi. So that is Chinmaya vision. Like when Giriraji came to GV. So two or three devotees were assigned that. The service of taking care of Giriraji. So Maharaj had mentioned that you take guidance from Janani Vasu and whatever procedure he chooses, you can worship him according to that procedure. So and then after that Maharaj came and asked, what is Janani Vasu, how you are going to do? So he was constantly telling the devotee was telling, he said it should be bathed every day morning. Maharaj said, he should be bathed. He should be bathed, not it should be bathed. And then again 2-3 times he was telling, oh, so then it should be dressed or something. He should be dressed, Maharaj corrected. And then after that, so he understood him. And it was spontaneous. Immediately Maharaj responded. Because he was not seeing it as see it as you wish, see him as it. So that is what comes spontaneous. That is Manomaya vision. See, intellectually know that Pratimana hi tumi sakshat Vrajendra Nandan. But we don't deal with the deities in that way. But Uttama Adhikari has Chinmaya vision. He seeing the holy name as being absolutely non-different from the Supreme Lord. He is seeing the holy Bhagavatam as being absolutely non-different from the Supreme Lord. He is seeing the holy deity as being absolutely non-different from the Supreme Lord. That is Chinmaya vision. Not just believing, but then acting in the same way. That is how Pundarik Vidyanidhi, when he heard the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, practically all the Ashtasattvika Vikaras manifested. How many times has it manifested? So this is Manomaya. But we believe and we are aspiring for it. That's why it is not Jadamaya. So Jadamaya is for Kanishka Vikara. Then Mati Mantra. Then
Mati
Mantra. Yes.
For the Kanishka Adhikari, he is the Lord. He has faith on the Lord.
Yeah.
But not on the devotee. He doesn't have proper relationship with the devotee.
Correct.
But generally, new person who comes into bhakti, he has some relation with the devotee. But he doesn't know about the Lord. So he learns about the Lord from the devotee.
Correct.
So
here we are not talking about them. Here we are talking about, so that is not a Kanishka Adhikari. See, Bhagavatam's Kanishka Adhikari and NOD's Kanishka Adhikari are different. So terminology is same, but the context is different. Okay. So there are like NOI talks about Kanishka Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. Chaitanya Charitamrita is in two places. Sanatana Shiksha, there is one. And then the Kulina Grama is there, they come to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu talks about three Shrenis of, you know, Uttama Madhyama and Kanishka. And then NOI talks about it, NOI talks about it. But all of them are spoken in a different context. So they are different. So when we say Kanishka Adhikari with respect to NOI, that Kanishka Adhikari is an Uttama Adhikari. He practices Uttama Bhakti, but he has Komala Shraddha. Whereas Bhagavatam Kanishka Adhikari, Archayam Eva Hare, that person, he is outside the realm of Uttam Bhakti. He is not even, according to NOD, he is not even a Kanishka Adhikari. He is outside the realm. He falls within the category of Krupa. Tadadineshu Maitri Balisheshu. He falls in the category of Balisheshu. So one who has not yet entered into the realm of devotional service.
After some time they enter into that.
If they get proper devotee association and they take that association seriously, then they actually become. Because there is no Shastriya Shraddha. Jata Shraddha Maskatasu is not there. There is just some sentimental faith for the deity. Because they have seen deities being worshipped. So they worship.
Basically, they come to talk to the devotees because they are
called
and then
they
in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because they are
called,
they come to talk.
They may come. Yeah.
And ultimately, they
see
the
deity,
okay.
Bhagavan,
whatever.
That is how Komala Shraddha, but proper Shraddha, Shastri Shraddha does. That happens through devotee association. These people do not have Agyastha Kriti. These people have seen some traditional, their parents or grandparents worshipping, and they have some sentimental attachment. But that is not considered as Shastriya Shraddha. That is called as Laukiki Shraddha. It could be on that level also.
It is talking about them.
Yeah. This is talking about them.
Okay.
But Madhyama, they have come to the stage of
NODs, Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama, all three of them fall within the Bhagavatam's Madhyama Adhikari category.
Yeah,
Komala Shraddha, Madhyama Shraddha, Uttama Shraddha, all three of them are Bhagavatam's Madhyama Adhikari category. Because all three of them are Vaishadakas only, NODs. NODs discussion of these three adhikaris is within the realm of Vaishadana only. And Bhagavatam Suttam Adhikari is a Bhava Bhakta or Prema Bhakta. Yeah. It will just confuse. Later I will show. I just made a chart of, you know, how these various adhikaris they fit. Yeah, so these are same terminology, but
different categories.
Yeah, but context is different. So it's like when I say that Bhagavat Shravan Prabhu is a very good cook, top class cook. When I say top class cook, it may be within this Dharavad group. So I am not comparing Bhagavat Shravan Prabhu with Kurma Prabhu or Tarla Dalal. These are like famous books, Yamuna Mataji. Not in connection with them, but in this group, very good book. But when we are, but sometimes when there is comparison made, here I may say he is Uttama Adhikari cook. But when you compare with them, I may have to say that, oh, he is Kanishta. He has a lot of scope for learning. So, it is all based on the context. Based on the context one, you know, these are not universal terminology.
So, if you want to say, same thing with
so many terminologies within devotional service, they don't have a universal utility. It has a very contextual utility. For example, the word pure devotee. You know, it has a very contextual meaning. So, like for example, if we are talking about pure devotee meaning Uttama Bhakta, someone practicing Uttama Bhakti, all of us are pure devotees. And we are talking about pure devotee meaning only Bhava and Prema Bhakta, then they fall into pure devotee. Or if we are talking about, in some cases, Arjuna is considered as not pure compared to Sri Rama or Subal because his his bhava is mixed with Aishwarya. course, various contexts, when the context changes, you know, the same terminologies mean different things. So these are not universal terminologies. These are like contextual terminologies. So when Rupa Goswami talks about Kanishtha Madhyama and Uttama, it is just within the scope of that discussion of Vaidhisadhana only. You see, Bhava, the Bhava Bhakta was called Siddha, and suddenly in the very next section he has become Sadhana. There is a context. So within that context, these terminologies are used. Okay. Further, then how else does the Lord reciprocate with the devotees?
In our platform,
it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are not doing it. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Kavya Goswami writes. So he calls the Sakyaras of the Vrajavasis as Shuddha Sakyaras. So you see, is there some Ashuddha Sakyaras also? Rasa itself is only on the purified platform. So what is this Shuddha Sakyaras? Shuddha Sakyaras means that Sakya which is untainted by Aishwarya. It is Saka Shuddha Sakya Kare Sandeya Arohan. Tumi Kwan Vada. Tumi Ami Kama, they say like that. The Gopas, they say, it is mentioned that they have Shuddha Sakya. In Shuddha Sakya Bhava, they get on the shoulders of Krishna and they say, you think you are great? Tumi Ami Kama, we both are same only. Don't think you are too great, like that, they say. This is called Shuddha Sakya Bhava. Our Arjuna Sakya Bhava is called Vidya Sakya Bhava, which is little bit clouded by Aishwarya. But it is still pure on the level of, you know. So purity also has various, you know, sometimes what is pure, what is impure. You know, it depends on the context. Okay, let's move on.
Taidarshaniya vayavai rudara vilasaha sechitavama suktai prutatmano sata pranascha bhakti anishchato megatimam vinprayante.
Kṛtātmano, kṛta prāṇān, to those devotees whose minds and senses have been completely stolen by what? Dair darshaniya avayavai, by the most attractive limbs of the Lord. Vāma suktai, which contain pleasing words. Ikṣita, glances. Hāsa, smiles. Udāra vilāsa, and pastimes which fulfill their desires. So those whose hearts and minds, senses are completely captivated by these things, these attributes of the Supreme Lord, to such people, which means those who are the stage of bhava, they are completely captivated by these things, these attributes of the Supreme Lord. May bhaktihi, to such people, my bhakti devi, or bhakti devi who is my servant, anmim gatim prayante, offers them liberation. Anichataha, even though they may not desire it, gives them liberation. So one may say, hey, if they don't want, why are you forcing it upon them? They say, we don't want. Why are you forcing it upon them? So the Acharya gives two reasons. One is, they say that magnanimous person is giving donation of diamonds. Come and take diamonds. So someone goes to him and he may ask, say, Kali, patthar aap daan mein de rahe hain, kuch gold, silver, kuch nahi de rahe. So because he may not know the value of diamonds, he may say that you are only distributing some stones, some glass piece. What about some gold? Don't you want to give some valuable things in charity? So, just to pacify such people, he may have some gold coins also. So, if you don't understand the value of diamonds, okay, you take gold. That's what. So, just to pacify such people, that, oh, he asked for So Dhruva Maharaj, many people feel very satisfied that Dhruva Maharaj actually got all his, you know, whatever he asked for. They don't share the feelings of Dhruva Maharaj after he actually received it. Dhruva planet will be enough. That is success. That is the fortune, that is the success story of Dhruva Maharaj, that he got everything. But Dhruva Maharaj himself feels that I got prema, that is the most successful thing. So, just to pacify such people, I make a show of giving them liberation. Very one understanding. Here, if liberation is taken to be impersonal liberation. But if unmeaning gatin is taken to be personal abode of the Supreme Lord, then the devotees, because of their natural humility, manushunyata, they feel that they are not qualified to go back to God. Therefore, anichato, they have no ichcha to go there. But the Lord says, but nevertheless the Lord takes them there. So these are the two explanations that are given. Why Bhakti Devi gives them liberation. One thing is, if that liberation is taken to be impersonal liberation, the Lord makes a show of giving that impersonal liberation to the devotee just to pacify the other people who may think that, oh, the Lord is not giving them liberation. Second thing is, if unmeaning gatin is taken to be a hold of the Lord, even though the devotee out of his natural humility may think that I am not qualified to go there, but the Lord takes him there. That is the meaning. So the third reciprocation is, the Lord gives him his own spiritual abode. He gives him liberation. He doesn't feel that he is qualified to go there. Spiritual abode. So he says that when I become qualified I may go, but now I am not qualified. He feels better. Out of his natural humility. He doesn't reject. He says that I am not qualified. Humility. But the Lord takes him there.
To
his abode. Anichato. Anichato means they do not desire it because they don't feel they are qualified. That is the second meaning. Like, for example, have you ever desired a Mercedes Benz? Most of us may not have thought about it. Because anyway, nothing is there in our pocket. So, how can we desire Mercedes Benz? So, Prabhu, if some brand new Mercedes Benz is available, would you like to purchase? Yeah, I would definitely like to purchase. Pocket is empty, what I can do. So, here, Shri Lakshmi Chakri Dharma writes.
I wanted to buy Benz, but today I am.
This taste for merging arises from the amazing experiences of sweetness from seeing me. Why does bhakti offer them liberation if they don't want it? He says, a person who can give chintamani sometimes makes a show of giving gold. Why? Otherwise, the foolish who desire only gold would cause disturbance by saying that the donor has no gold. Bhakti, in order to destroy the foolishness of these jnanis who desire only liberation, offers liberation to devotees but does not really desire to give it to them. Or he just makes a show of giving them liberation. Like that. Second meaning is, devotees out of humility do not desire to become an associate of the Lord. They say, Mama Janmani Janmani Shware Bhavata Bhakti Rahe Dukhita. Please give me bhakti life after life. Like that. But Bhakti Devi awards them the position of an associate. So here unnamed Gati takes the secondary meaning. So Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport. There are three divisions of devotees, first class, second class and third class. Prabhupada writes, even the third class devotees are liberated souls. How do you explain this? It is explained in this verse that although they do not have knowledge, simply by seeing the beautiful decoration of the deity in the temple, the devotee is absorbed in thought of him and loses all other consciousness. simply by fixing oneself in Krishna consciousness, engaging the senses in the service of the Lord, one is imperceptibly liberated. Which means gradually and imperceptibly he is getting liberated. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Simply by discharging uncontaminated devotional service as prescribed in the scriptures, one becomes equal to Brahman. This is qualitatively equal. In Bhagavad Gita it is said Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Manchayo Abhyavicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samapi Sevatan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. This means that the living entity is in its original state. In its original state is Brahman, because he is part and parcel of the Supreme Brahman. But simply because of his forgetfulness of his real nature as an eternal servitor of the Lord, he is overwhelmed and captured by Maya. His forgetfulness of his real constitutional position is Maya. Otherwise, he is eternally Brahman. Let it propagate. Here the word vilasa is very important. Vilasa refers to the activities or pastimes of the Lord. It is a prescribed duty in temple worship that not only should one visit the temple to see the deity nicely decorated, but at the same time he should hear the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and other similar literature, which is regularly recited in the temple. So that is also the meaning of vilasa. Here is the further reciprocation to the Supreme Lord and the devotees. Next verse. Why? Which means, even though one may not be very much knowledgeable of scriptures, but here this Kanishtha Adhikari is ennodied Kanishtha Adhikari. By taking darshan of the deity, appreciating the beauty of the Lord, he is imperceptibly liberated. Means, gradually, little by little, he is getting liberated.
Ato vibhutim mama maya vinastam aishwaryam ashtangam anuddhavrittam shriyam bhagavatim vasthrayanti bhadram paratyamete snuvate suloke.
The devotees certainly do not desire attainment of the happiness of the material universe piled up by maya. The powers of yoga siddhis following bhakti, the auspicious rewards of residing in Vaikuntha, or the bliss of Brahman, but the devotees attain the planet of me, the Supreme Lord. Even though they do not desire any of these things, but I offer it to them. So which means my samipya. I give them my association in the spiritual world. This is the fourth way in which the Lord reciprocates with these devotees, bhava bhakta. So here, Srila Krishna Chaitanya writes, it is said that bhakti gives the results of karma, jnana and yoga. Yat karma vir, yat tapasa, jnana vairagya tasthayat, yogena dana dharmena shreyoga itare rapi, sarvam madbhakti yogena madbhakta labate anjasa, swarga apavarta maddama kadanchi yadivanchati. This is 11th canto, Uddhava Gita. So whatever can be achieved by karma, jnana, bhakti, karma, jnana, yoga, etc. Krishna says, my devotee by merely practicing bhakti can achieve all of that. So here he says, thus in reality, swarga and other results are the results of bhakti alone. Because that other practice contains some element of bhakti, that's why he is getting that. Though they do not desire anything except bhakti, the Lord awards them Vaikuntha, the planet of the Supreme Lord. This shows the Lord's particular affection for his devotees. He doesn't say, oh, he does not desire, no, so he himself feels he is not qualified. Why should I give? The Lord does not feel like that. The Lord has great affection for the devotees. Like the Enori talks about the Pratishthanpur Brahmana. That devotee in Pratishthanpur who heard from a lecture that whatever is physically performed for worshipping the Lord can be mentally performed also and one gets the same benefit. He feels so happy because, like we discussed, his pocket was empty completely. So he would, after performing his morning ablutions and everything, he is taking bath, he would sit and very intensely meditate on going to various dams, getting the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, all water, and he would very lovingly bathe the form of the Supreme Lord, polish the Lord, and cook for the Lord, and offer in gold pots. He would offer everything in golden pots to the Supreme Lord, like that. And then he was very happy doing it, and he was in bliss. And once while offering that offering, by mistake his finger falls into that hot sweet rice. That's not how it is described. It is described that it touches the sweet rice by mistake, and he is not lamenting because it was hot. It is mentioned that he was lamenting, "Oh, alas, the offering has been contaminated by my touch." So he is lamenting like that, and his hand also gets burnt. So the Lord from Vaikuntha is watching all this while he's mentally going on. So he starts smiling, and Mother Lakshmi, who is massaging his feet, she asks, "Why is he smiling?" And he brings the Brahmana shows him, introduces him to Mother Lakshmi, and permanently engages him for some personal service there in Vaikuntha. So, why was I telling you? So he gives Vaikuntha. Even though this Pradhishthanapur Brahmana was very happy, just mentally worshipping the Lord in this way, but the Lord gave him Vaikuntha, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada here writes, "A devotee does not aspire for all these material pleasures, although they are available to him, simply by wishing." Here, in this verse, is Prabhupada quoting this verse. Swarga apavarga maddama katanchit yadi vanchati. Which means he is just waiting. What do you desire, I am willing to give you? Krishna is waiting. Like that. By the grace of the Lord, a devotee can achieve wonderful success simply by willing. But a real devotee does not like that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that one should not desire material opulence and material reputation. Nor should one try to enjoy material beauty. One should simply aspire to be absorbed in the devotional service of the Lord. Even if one does not get liberation, but has to continue the process of birth and death unlimitedly. Actually, however, to one who engages in Krishna consciousness, liberation is already guaranteed. But a devotee is not banking on that guarantee when he is performing devotional service. Okay, let's move ahead. Na karhichit matvara shantarupe nam shanti no me nimishole ihevi yeshaham priya atma sudascha saka purusurudo daivamishtam. Matvara shantarupe, the devotees in the spiritual world, na karhichit nam shanti. One may say, okay, what is the big deal if the devotee achieves the spiritual world? Other practitioners also achieve sotvam. Are there apsaras in the spiritual world? Of course, there is much greater pleasure in the spiritual world. It's a different kind of pleasure only. Like yesterday we saw, Krishna saukhyarpa neva kevalam udyamam. But one big difference is that in Swarga, Shine Kunye Matsalokam Vishanti. But whatever opulence the devotee gets in the spiritual world, it is permanent. So here he says, Matpara Shantarupe, the devotee is in the spiritual world, na sarhijit nam shanti, not even for a moment they are deprived of any of these enjoyments. Me animisho heti, my wheel of time, na devi, it does not afflict the devotees. Yesham aham, for whom I am priya, a lover, Atma, the Atma, which is the whole life and soul. Sutaha, son. Saka, friend. Guru, an elder person, elderly companion. Or Suhrida, friend or companion. Daiva Vishtam, or the worshipable deity. So for those devotees who consider me in all your capacities, for them, whatever they achieve in the spiritual world is their eternal sampatti, eternal wealth. They are never deprived of it. Because they experience it in relation, in conjunction with me. And my relationship with my devotee is eternal. So therefore whatever facilities that come with it is also eternal. So they are never deprived of these facilities that they get. Unlike one who goes to Swarga. Like that.
So here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport,
very nice purport. Very nice purport Prabhupada writes here, I will read some sections. Thus, even though one is promoted to the higher planetary system for enjoyment and the long duration of life, still, that is not a permanent settlement. One may go to Shinya Punya Martyr or Commission. But as far as the devotees are concerned, their assets, the achievement of devotional service, and the consequent appearance of Vaikuntha, even on this planet, are not destroyed. In this verse, Kapila Dev addresses his mother as Shanta Rupa, indicating that the opulences of devotees are fixed. Because devotees are eternally fixed in Vaikuntha atmosphere, which is called Shanta Rupa, because it is in the mode of pure goodness, undisturbed by the modes of passion and ignorance. Later Prabhupada says, the reason for freedom from destruction is also described. There is no destruction, Nanamshanti. The devotees accept the Supreme Lord as a most dear personality, and reciprocate with him in different relationships. They accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their dearmost friend, the dearmost relative, the dearmost son, the dearmost preceptor, the dearmost well-wisher, or the dearmost deity. The Lord is eternal, therefore any relationship in which we accept him is also eternal. It is clearly confirmed herein that the relationships cannot be destroyed, and therefore the opulences of those relationships are never destroyed. Later Prabhupada says, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, should be accepted as one's best friend. He will never cheat. He will always give his friendly advice and friendly protection to the devotees. So that is what, you know, if someone wants a friend, is looking for a friend, he is hoping that this person will not cheat me. He says, Krishna will never cheat his friend. And he will always give his friendly advice. If Krishna is accepted as a son, he will never die. Here we have a very loving son or child, but the father and mother, or those who are affectionate towards him, always hope, may my son not die. That is their hope, wishful thinking. But Krishna actually will never die. Therefore, those who accept Krishna or the Supreme Lord as their son will never be bereft of their son. So, Prabhupada has Krishna as their son. In many instances, devotees have accepted the deity as a son. In Bengal, there are many such instances, and even after the death of the devotee, the deity performs the Shraddha ceremony of the father. Which deity?
Govind Ghosh.
Govind Ghosh. Yeah, right. And he was, his real opulence was his devotion. considered as an opulent. Not just external opulences. Whatever the devotee considers as a opulent, that is not taken. Yes, that is for devotees who are not yet completely mature in their devotion.
And also
but they saw it as the opportunity to serve the Lord to enhance his vigorous. They considered it as their greatest opulence. I am getting an opportunity to serve the Lord in a very special way. So, but they really wanted it that way. Just like some devotees would want to, instead of staying in the Vaikuntha, they would like to come and preach. They would like to come to this material world and preach. Krishna allows it, their desire. Jayamvija also wanted to do the same thing. So the Lord wanted to experience the Virya-rasa. In the material world, most people are pratikul, have a pratikul bhava towards the Lord. But what is their potency to fight with the Lord? They don't have anything. See, will Mike Tyson be happy to fight with our Bhagavad So, I mean, he can easily, even if it is world, whatever title it is, but you will not be happy to get that title. You might even say, you only shoot. therefore, we are seeing there must be some equal opponent. So, but he says, but in the spiritual world, people are sarsi. Same kind of opulence as the Supreme Lord, but they don't have that pratikul bhava towards the Supreme Lord. So, the Lord cannot fight in the spiritual world. So, they requested, please allow us to develop that pratikul bhava so that we can give you the experience of various. Okay. Then, in the next two verses, he is describing that what about Vaishnava? Is there something that he can get? This one? 38, because here it is mentioned that the person sees him as lower, because that lower bhava is not there in Vaidhisadana. One may have Madhurya Rasa is there, but it is Swakiya only, not Prakiya. So because the word Yesham Aham Priya is used. So for that purpose it is mentioned that this is bhava which is attained through practice of Raghavendra Sadhana. Priya means lover. You can't have, be a, one cannot aspire to be a lover of Lord Narayana or something like that. This is Parakiya. So Parakiya is there only in Golok. And Golok can go only through Ranana. Okay. So what about Vaisadakas? How does the Lord reciprocate with them? Imam Lokam Tadevamum Atmanam Upayayanam Atmanam Anuyecheha Yeraya Pashavokraha Vipritya Sarvan Anyamcha Mamevam Vishvatomukam Vajanti Ananyaya Bhaktya Tanmrityo Ratipare. He says, giving up attachment to bodily identification which produces the enjoyment in this life and the next. And giving up as well related persons such as wife and son, and items such as wealth, animals, house. The devotees with exclusive bhakti, ananyaya bhaktya, bhajanti maam, they worship me. Evam vishvatomukam, who stand before them wherever they are. Tan mrityo adhipare, I actually take them beyond the ocean of birth and death. Like that, it is mentioned here. So here, So here he says, Krishna Devadatta mentions, two verses describe Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti here. He says, these devotees give up attachment to being the enjoyer, so which means they are actually giving up something. Because the attachment is still there, but to attain something higher they are giving up. But the feeling of that I am giving up is there. Because the attachment is still there, Vaidhi Sadhana. Like, you know, we all know, you know, there could have been some career ambitions that you might have had. There are so many things. There could be attachment to the family that you may have. So many things that we are giving up, and it is painful. For a Bhava Bhakta, because he has spontaneous affection, he cannot tolerate all these other distractions. Abhyartha Kalatma. Even a moment he feels I am wasting time. But for a Vaidhi Sadhaka, it is actually painful. And Krishna feels for it. Somewhere in, I have just heard, I have not read it, but some devotee was quoting from Brihat Bhagavatam, where it is mentioned that the Lord is more affectionate to his Sadhaka than the Prema Bhakta. Because the sadhaka, the prema bhaktas already have some spontaneous taste. That is what they relish the most. And they are relishing. Whereas the vaidhi sadhaka, he relishes something else actually. But he is giving up all that and investing in loving Krishna. So the Lord feels for that devotee. And he keeps giving him some inspiration to bringing closer, like that. So, these devotees give up attachment to being the enjoyer, which leads to attachment to visible enjoyment of this world and attachment to invisible enjoyment in the next world also. They worship me with ananya bhakti and I cross them over the ocean of birth and death. That is what he says. Invisible enjoyment means in Swarga, you do this, in next lifetime you can go to Swarga and enjoy. But that is not visible now. That is what is called a Drishta Shrutan. Drishta means what? The enjoyment that you can see now. And Shrutan means what the scriptures say. You do this, you will go to Swarga and enjoy this. Spiritual world also? Yeah, but here the Shrutan refers to the Swargic enjoyment. Okay, let's move on. Nanyatra matbhagavataha pradana purusheshvara atmana sarva bhutana bhayam tivram nivartate. So he is now just concluding that, okay, so therefore, whether you may practice sadhana bhakti, also you experience some reciprocation. Or if you reach the stage of bhava, also you experience much more reciprocation. So therefore, don't give up bhakti. That is what he is concluding. And he says, bhakti means to whom? He says, mad anyatra, except by devotion to me, as bhagavata. Bhagavataha means as Krishna, Bhagavan. Or Pradana Purusheshvara. Pradana Purusheshvara means Rama, the Lord of Vaikuntha, or the Lord of the spiritual world, or Atmana Sarvabhutana. Atmana Sarvabhutana means the Paramatma feature, which is the Purusha Avatara, Karna Guru Sai Vishnu, Sarva Guru Sai Vishnu, and Shiva Guru Sai Vishnu. So he says that first either as the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna or as the other his Vaikuntha expansion, Leela Avataras and others, or at least as Purusha Avataras. Worship and bhakti means one of these three forms. Anything less than that, Guna Avataras and all, is not considered as bhakti. So, Tivram Bayam Na Nivartate. So, bhakti means, he says, topmost worshipping Krishna, otherwise the other Vishnu expansion, otherwise at least Purusha Avataras. So, when you worship them, then one can overcome the fear of samsara. Anything less than them, you cannot overcome the fear of samsara. If you want to worship, you cannot overcome the fear of samsara. Yeah, but not Vishnu as a guna avatar, but Vishnu as the maintainer of one thing. Yeah. Yeah. So Madanyatra means except for devotion to me as Bhagavatara. Yes, true, he is just an expansion, so he cannot speak like that, but in this case, he is the representative of all the Vishnu Tattvas in that sense. Like even in Bhagavad Gita also, so many places, Krishna, when he says mad, it does not refer to him. It refers to many, 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 many different expansions. Sometimes he identifies with Ishvara Sarvabhutana, or he says Sarvasya Chaham Hridayanya Vishto. He is identifying the Shiva Vinsari. Sometimes he says that Aham Sarvasya Prabho Mastat Sarvam Pravartate Karma Vinsari Vishnu is identifying. Sometimes he identifies with his material energy also. Sometimes he identifies as Brahma.
And
then he clearly says Kalos Nibo. Energy. He is identifying with many of his vibhutis. And then he says Devarshis Maharshay Saptapurve Chatvaro Manavastata Madbhava Manasa Jata Isham Loke Mahapraja. That the seven rishis and the 14 manus, they all come from my mind.
From whose mind they come?
Brahmaji's mind. So that is identifying as Brahma.
So
these kind of cross identifications always happen. Because it is not wrong if the fourth, Mr. Ford, if he says, oh, this is my product. He might not have visited that plant at all. But still it is not wrong if he says, oh, this is my product. Like that. Okay,
let's move ahead.
Matbayat vati vato yam suryat tapati matbayat varshati krodha yajnir mrityus charati matbayat. So he says, but one may say, you are telling, you are so much overemphasizing on bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. If I just worship you and not worship all these demigods, will they not become upset and punish me? So he says, matbayat vati vato yam. Vayudev is sending pleasant breezes or unpleasant cyclones because of fear of me. Surya tapati matbaya. Suryadev is giving heat and light because of fear of me. Varshati Indra. Indra gives rain because of fear of me. Dahati Agnir. Agni is giving heat because of fear of me. Mrityu Charati Madhya, even death out of fear of me runs away. Which means he is indicating here, if because of worshipping me, if any demigod becomes upset with you, I will not think twice before removing them from their post. That's what he is indicating here. Sri Krishna Chaitanya mentions here that You have just said that the devotees worship you without worshipping others. Ananyaya bhaktya. Will the devotas become offended or angry by this? He says, the Lord answers in this verse with pride. If they harass my devotees, I do not delay in removing them from their position. Srila Prabhupada writes, no one should think that nature is working automatically without superintendence. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sitarajam. The very literature says that the clouds are controlled by the demigods in the heat is distributed by the sun god, the soothing moonlight is distributed by Chandra, and the air is blowing under the arrangement of the demigod Vayu. But above all these demigods, the Supreme Personality of God is the chief living entity. Therefore, Prabhupada says, one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord is completely protected from all other influences. The Navagrahas also cannot do anything to the devotee because they are for the control of the Supreme Lord. He no longer serves or is obliged to anyone else. Of course, he is not disobedient to anyone. This is not about disobedience because he exactly knows that to show respect to all of them, I have to show respect to Krishna. I have to water the roots. But its full power of thought is absorbed in the service of the Lord. The statement when the Supreme Personality of God at Kapila that under his direction the air is blowing, the fire is burning, and the sun is giving heat are not sentimental. The impersonalist may say that the Bhagavatam devotees create and imagine someone as the Supreme Personality of God and assign qualifications to him. But actually, it is neither imagination nor an imposition of artificial power in the name of the God. In the Vedas, it is said, Bishasmat Vadaha Pavate, Bisho Deti Surya. By fear of the Supreme Lord, the wind God and the sun God are acting. Bishasmat Agnis Chendrascha, Mrityur Dhavati Panchama. Agni, Indra, and Mrityur are also acting in this direction. These are the statements of the Vedas. So the impersonalists at least have to accept the statements of the Vedas.
Some other place, similar to us.
Yeah. So, later in this Kapilade section only, Kapilade only talking about time, he says, Yadvaya Vati Vatoyam. So, similar verse only. Surya Tapati Yadvaya later.
Any Vedic?
The same thing is mentioned here, he has quoted from the Vedas. Then he says, what to speak of pure devotees, even mixed devotees have to worship the Supreme Lord only. That he mentions in this 45 verse. Jnana Vairagya Yuktena Bhakti Yogena Yoginaha Shemaya Pada Mulamne Pravishantya Kutobaya. The yogis take shelter of my feet, the abode of fearlessness, by bhakti mixed with jnana and vairagya for attaining the highest benefits. So even the yogis have to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, as mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami in one of his prayers. Vichakshanaya charanopasadana sangam vidasyo vayatontarasmanaha vintanti hi brahma gatim gataklama tasmai subhadra shravate namona. He says, even the jnana yogi with a desire to attain the bliss of Brahman, merging into Brahman, has to worship yet charana upasadana, has to worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Then, vindanti hi brahma sukam gataklama. Gataklama means without any problem, he easily attains. Otherwise, it becomes kleshwadigata stesha. Like that. And finally, he concludes this chapter by telling, एतावान् एव लोकेऽस्मिन् पुंसां निःश्रेयसोदयः तीव्रेण भक्तियोगेन मनोमयी अर्पितं स्थिरम्. इवन् दो मिक्स् डिवोटीस् मे वर्षिप् द सुप्रीम् लार्ड् टु अटैन् सम् अदर् गोल् बट् द हैयेस्ट् पर्पस् आफ् वर्षिपिङ्ग् द सुप्रीम् लार्ड् इस् मनोमयी अर्पितं द मैण्ड् आफर्ड् टु मी तीव्रेण भक्तियोगेन प्योर् भक्ति स्थिरं वित् स्टेडिनेस् ఏకావానేవ దిస్ అలోన్ పుంసాం నిశ్రేయస ఉదయ క్రియేట్స్ ద హైయెస్ట్ బెనిఫిట్ ఫర్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ అస్మిన్ లోకి ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. సో ఈవెన్ దో వన్ కుడ్ వర్షిప్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఫర్ మెనీ అదర్ పర్పసెస్ ఫర్ ముక్తి భుక్తి సిద్ధి ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ బట్ సమ్వన్ హూ వర్షిప్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఇన్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ప్యూర్లీ ఫర్ ద ప్లెజర్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ సీకింగ్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హీఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బీ ద బెస్ట్ అమంగ్స్ ఆల్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో దేర్ఫోర్ హీ కన్క్లూడ్స్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ బై టెలింగ్ మదర్ దేవమూర్తి దిస్ ఇస్ ద కైండ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి దట్ ఐ వాంట్ యూ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ బికాస్ షీ హ్యాస్ కాచిత్ పై ఉచిత భక్తి కీదృశి మమ గోచర వాట్ ఇస్ ద కైండ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి దట్ ఐ షుడ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ప్రొటెన్షియల్ లోటస్టీ దిస్ ఇస్ ద కైండ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. సో హీ స్టార్టెడ్ బై మెన్షనింగ్ అన్యాభిలాషిత శూన్యం జాన కర్మ దేనావృతం. హీ ఎండ్స్ దిస్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ బై మెన్షనింగ్ దేర్ఫోర్ పర్ఫార్మ్ అన్యాభిలాషిత శూన్య భక్తి దట్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ పుంసా నిశ్రేయసోదయ ద హైయెస్ట్ బెనిఫిట్ యూ గెట్ ఈస్ విన్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి అండ్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఇస్ ప్రేమ. సో హియర్ says, thus pure bhakti offered to me is the best of all. There is nothing higher than this. This bhakti is firm, dhiram, without cheating, okay, and devoid of karma jnana, karma and jnana. There is తీవ్రైన భక్తి యోగి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద రైట్ హియర్ ద రిపోర్ట్ హియర్ ద వర్డ్స్ మనోమయి అర్పితం విచ్ మీన్స్ ద మైండ్ బీయింగ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఆన్ మీ ఆర్ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ వన్ షుడ్ ఫిక్స్ దిస్ మైండ్ ఆన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ ఇస్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ టు బీ ఫిక్స్డ్ స్టడీలీ ఇన్ దట్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఇస్ ద వే ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్. మహారాజ్ అంబరీష్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హి ఫిక్స్డ్ హిస్ మైండ్ ఆన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ సవై మనస్ కృష్ణ పదారవిందయో. He spoke only of the pastimes of the Lord, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunana Varnane. He smelled only the flowers and fruits he offered to the Lord, and so on. He walked only to the temple of the Lord, and so on. Later, Prabhupada says, first of all, the mind should be engaged with the lotus feet of the Lord very steadily and naturally, because the mind is the master of the senses. When the mind is engaged, all the senses become engaged. But of course, the process is little ulta. First the senses have to be engaged, only then the mind can be engaged. Because for the mind to be engaged, there must be some sensory signal. So why is it that our mind gets distracted with so many other things? Because the mind always has some past impressions of something which has been accumulated by the senses. So when that impression is there, mind goes and sits there. So therefore, if the senses have not accumulated any spiritual impression, on what aspect will the mind meditate on? That is when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mayeva మన ఆదర్శ మై బుద్ధి నివేశే నివేశిష్యతి మయ్యేవ అసబుద్ధం మనోషే. ఇస్ ద టాప్ మోస్ట్ భావభక్తి. మైండ్ ఇస్ గంగే ఓగం ముదన్వతి నేచురలీ ప్లేస్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ అధ చిత్తం సమాధాతం నశక్నోతి మై స్థిరం అభ్యాస యోగేన తతో మామిచ్చాతం ధనంజయ. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు నేచురలీ ఫిక్స్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఆన్ కృష్ణ, దెన్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఫిక్సింగ్ యువర్ మైండ్. వెన్ ఎవర్ ద మైండ్ గోస్ అవుట్, బ్రింగింగ్ బ్యాక్. ఎతో ఎతో నిశ్చలతి మనశ్చంచలం అస్థిరం ప్రతక్తతో నియమిత ఆత్మీయ వశం నై. దట్ ఈస్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ అ వెరీ సిన్సియర్ ప్రాక్టీషనర్. మేబీ అట్ ద స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ నిష్ఠా బియాండ్ వ్యాట్ ఎవ్రీ మూమెంట్ ఈస్ అవేర్ వ్యాట్ మై మైండ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ దిస్ బ్యాక్ ఉచిత కృష్ణ. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో వెరీ ట్రైనింగ్. If we are filled with large material impressions, the mind will naturally go there because ruchi is there. But here ruchi we have not yet experienced. So mind will naturally go there many times unless we are constantly in the factor with the association of devotees. He says, abhyase api asamarthosi. If you find even that difficult, he says, abhyase api asamarthosi matkarma paramo bhavan madattam api karmani kurvam suddhim avasati. He says, then engage all your senses continuously in Krishna service. So, because mind may not meditate on Krishna, but at least the senses should constantly engage in Krishna conscious activity. If they are not engaging, mind cannot.
Engage in senses mostly in relation to deities.
Engaging the tongue in preaching, glorifying the Lord, chanting the holy names. But if the senses are not engaged continuously in Krishna service, if they are engaged in all kinds of material activities, then those senses are accumulating material impressions and mind already has ruchi in those material impressions, it will go on sit there. But if senses are constantly accumulating only or engaged only in spiritual activities, then the mind has no choice. It has to go and take those impressions only. Actually, amongst them they will say, you know, whatever is the best that he relishes. You may engage all of this, but the mind may like, oh, I like cooking. The mind will. At the most, he may think, tomorrow what I will cook for the pleasure of the deities, and devotees. That they like this. Last time I made this, that is my thing. At the most, that's what he can think.
There is a problem here. Engagement for brahmacharis we get, but for gharastas we don't get so much of engagement. So that is the reason maybe we will drift away a little.
So we have to create our own engagements at home also. That is, one who understands this principle will go out of the way to somehow create some very favorable, exciting engagement for everyone so that, you know, everyone is protected. Yeah, they can stay inside.
Those are not so determined, there is a
possibility is there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of this chapter. So tomorrow we'll start 26th chapter. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhagavan.
Only one more question is there. This is not concerned with this.
Personally, you will take.
Now,